Blog Talk Radio.
Timbo. Hey, Neo. Losco. Better math, your boy a good look, but she my better half. I'm already bossing, already flossing, but why had a cake if it ain't got the sweet frosting? You're keeping me on my A game, without having to say names. They may flame, but shorty we burn it up. The sag in my swag, pep in my steps. Daddy do the Gucci, mommy in the steps. Yes, it's a G thing, whenever we swing. I'ma need Coretta Scott if I'm gonna be king.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 First things first, I just what I do. But everything I am, she's my improvement.
It cleaned up ice, the shorty come around, I clean up nice. Dynamic duo, Batman Robin, whoever don't like it, it's Batman problem. And when I feel like I'm tired, mommy be taking me higher. I'm on fire, but shorty we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself.
Find a woman like a soldier,
holding
her down.
She treats me like a dawn, watches for the hit. Checks where I go, even watches who I'm with. The right when I'm wrong, so I never slip. Show me how to move, that's why I never trip. And baby girl, you so major, they should front page ya. God bless the parents who made ya. Middle finger anybody who hates the way we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 Yeah, baby, them lames you playing with, they gon' put you down. We trying to compliment you, you know? Make it better. Top notch Tim. Nice look Neo. Living good, Loso. They ask you how you doing now, tell them better than them.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace from Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Doom Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah. And this is our Solidarity Saturday episode. And we have the honor and privilege of speaking with the warrior queen, entrepreneur, fantastic, phenomenal woman out there making and carving out her own lane and putting herself in a position to better the lives of her family and everybody that she comes in contact with. And I speak of none other than the Warrior Queen, Dawn Velez. That phone number to call in, family, is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Impress one with your questions or your comments. Becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others tonight's guest here on Dumnaz Radio, Dawn Velez.
Peace, King. How are you? Peace, King. How are you?
Your girl's excited to have you on. Super excited to hear your story, your sojourn, everything. So
I'm excited to be here. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I came across your group,
mm-hmm.
and I saw some of the information, and I immediately found value in what you present and what you offer to the people, but also yourself and what you're doing and the vision that you're painting for our people in regards to travel, in regards to vision building, in regards to
mm-hmm.
leadership, empowerment. So I definitely
mm-hmm.
was like, let me reach out to our sister and see if she would be willing to share her story here live on Dumnaz Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely an honor and privilege to have you on. We always begin with a introduction, so the floor is yours. You can introduce yourself to the family.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Dawn Velez. I live here in Florida. I'm originally from Ohio. And basically my goal has been over the last few years to do my part for economic empowerment for our people. Now, this journey has opened up, several things, as it does for all of us, once we begin it. This particular company I chose because it would allow me to offer something to the community to help individuals, individual families, and et cetera. Now, that's not to say that it's not open to anyone else, but my primary focus is economic empowerment for our people. And so this company has afforded me a way, and I started, just to kind of back up a little bit, I started in hospitality back in 2009. And hospitality was something that I'm just very, very attracted to. And so I worked in hotels. I worked as a general manager. I worked as an assistant general manager, front desk, sales, and pretty much every area of hotels. And so meeting people from all over the world, having conversations, learning a little bit, I just have a love for the travel industry. Now, what happened is I found that no matter what company I was working for, and this is from, when I first got my first job, which I won't say the year, but let's just say I've been working for others for quite a while. And I just decided that there had to be a way for me to use my talents and have them to work for me. So initially, that is what started me on trying to figure out what would be sort of a natural progression for me. And starting a travel agency is what I decided. So I researched, I found this company, and I chose this company because this company would allow me to reach back, offer a startup turnkey for those who would be interested in starting their own business in this field. This is an $8 trillion industry. The commissions with this company are the highest. And you operate it on your own. So on my page, you'll notice that I show people that are traveling, and they are all over the world, and it's our people just out having fun, and enjoying the world. So I decided, to promote that so that we could see ourselves in a different light, see what other people are doing, and, know that this can be you as well as far as the travel side. But I also put up the opportunity side I want people to see the amount of the startup, which is, considering you're starting your own actual company, exceptionally low. And then the monthly, you know, what I like to call overhead, is exceptionally low and affordable as well. The company offers guarantees and things like that. So in an effort to help my people to have another stream of income, which I strongly believe in as well as multiple income streams, I decided to go ahead and start presenting it. And so here we are.
That's definitely amazing. I saw a video that you put up, you know, sharing your story. And from what I understand, both you and your king are operating multiple businesses. And something that you said was key to surmise that you were tired of just trading hours for dollars and you wanted to use your skills and leverage your skills to create a better future. And I think that is very phenomenal. And I salute you for, you know, walking out and stepping out on faith, but faith in the creator, but also faith in yourself, you know, with that, you know, earnest belief that you will be successful. And what I found a lot of times is we have great ideas, and when it comes time for the application, you know, the yeah buts and the fear starts to set in, and, you know, what are people going to think, and, you know, just, you know, doing all of these things that, you know, that will scale us back. You know, we steal our own dreams before the people begin to steal the dreams from us. You know, they say, beware dream stealers. But we're not paying attention to that negative self-talk that affects us and also puts us in a position to where we start to question ourselves long before we get in front of anybody. So we receive confirmation of failure before, you know, instead of information. You know what I mean? So...
Absolutely. Well, to that, you know what, King, you're first of all, you're absolutely right. I agree with you on that 100%. And taking the role of an entrepreneur is not an easy decision. For some people, it's an automatic, it's a no-brainer, and those personalities are the ones who just can dive right in. But for the majority, because of a particular system that we have become accustomed to, it hinders our thinking. And so with our thinking being hindered, of course, we believe whatever we think. And so because we've been accustomed to a certain system, whether that be, you know, whatever your beliefs are, we doubt ourselves and we allow that to dictate what happens to us. So what I tell people who work with me, because anyone who joins with me, I work directly with you almost on a daily basis. I always reiterate that, you know what? Whatever you believe, you're right. So if you believe that you're going to fail and you can't start over, then you're right. If you believe that you're going to fail, but you're going to get back up and you're going to continue, you're right. If you believe that you're not going to fail at all, you're right. I believe that once our people, and I do see it happening, you know, I see it happening where people are starting to look at things differently and starting to understand the power of their own mind and their own thoughts. I'm seeing, you know, I would love for every one of us to have that on, you know, autopilot. However, you know, realistically, coming from over 500 years of everything that we have gone through, it will take time. You know, we're so scattered right now between arguing over religions and books and this, that, and the other, and we're just trying to get our bearings. So patience is what people get from me because I understand that this is not an easy process. However, encouragement as well, because anyone can reach the point where they finally say, you know what, it doesn't matter what mom thinks, it doesn't matter what aunt thinks, it doesn't matter what cousin thinks, it doesn't matter what my friends think. I'm going to make a decision to do this, and I'm going to do this for me. But you have to be brave. You have to understand that not every step you take is going to be perfect. you know, you have to be patient even with yourself to understand that it will take time for you to adjust to whatever it is that you're learning. And mistakes happen, but that doesn't mean give up. I posted something the other day regarding, you know, Avon and other big, you know, companies that we are familiar with seeing. They've been around for years. And the post was basically saying, you know, these companies did not develop into who they are overnight. Yet when you start your business, you know, within 6 months, because it's tough, you let it go. You know, the hanging in there, the stick-to-itiveness, the determination, the persistence, these are areas where we have to learn to accept the process of it. And it is. It's just that. It's a process. It's growing. It's learning. And you'll find that those same people, whether they be friends or relatives who did not support you or who doubted you in the beginning, will start to ask you questions because now they want to rock with you. They're seeing that, okay, wait a minute, you know, they've been doing this. They look like they're doing well and, you know, they're growing. How can I be a part of it? So the sooner we can get out of who's thinking what about our lives, the better I think we'll be.
I agree wholeheartedly. Now, in regards to travel, mm-hmm. How has travel shaped your worldview, and how important is travel from your perspective in regards to repair, in regards to reconciliation among our people? How would travel benefit us?
Well, in my opinion, travel is a very important part of what we should be doing at least one time a year, if not, you know, more, as many times as you can. And what it does is it is a freeing experience. For those who travel alone, it's definitely a freeing experience, as well as for those who go with a couple or a group. Now, what you get, what you can gain, is knowledge of how other cultures are living, what your influence is on those cultures, and you really just find yourself. With the system that we are in, with the day-to-day, you know, just existing, it gives you a chance to really be able to download and really stop and take a look at the world. So I believe that travel is a very important part of everybody's lives, or it should be. It provides you just a different outlook on things. It rejuvenates you, and it's something that definitely you would want to participate in at least, you know, like I said, one time a year. There are groups of people, especially when you think about Africa and things like that, that are, well, I guess over the last maybe 3 or 4 years, I've noticed welcoming travelers who come from the States, and they come over, you can go over rather and sit with them, commune with them, fellowship, and just really bond. And even though you may think that there are vast differences because they live in a different country, you'll find more things in common with these people than what you thought. And not only that, but it gives you an opportunity to see that, you know, if you did decide to relocate and actually move to one of these other countries, that your life would actually be similar in terms of accommodations to what you're used to over here anyway. So I definitely encourage people to take this time, even if it's just a short stay, you know, a 3-day, 2-night, or a 4-day, 3-night stay, just to be with the family, or to take some time to be by yourself and do some reflecting. But there's definitely lots and lots of benefits for traveling.
I'm very thankful for that answer, and I agree wholeheartedly. Your worldview changes the more of the world you begin to see. So, you know,
correct.
In regards to What are some of the places that you've been? And also an additional question, what are some of the experiences that people have shared with you in regards to their travel?
Well, because I have just begun this, I started with this company here in January and doing it full time now, just working. My past has been just working regular, you know, for the hotels that I was with or call centers that deal with hotels and timeshare. So for me, I haven't done as much traveling as I will now. So the places that I have been, Jamaica, Canada, and Puerto Rico, those are the places that I have been. Now, I have gone to those places and stayed in resorts, whereas now as a travel agent, I see more options. Instead of just doing a regular resort, I see options where you can actually go and meet, you know, with actual families who open their doors for travelers and different things like that, different options. So I haven't gone as much as I would have liked to in the past. So now as a travel agent doing this full time, I have the options and availability to be able to go ahead and go out. So I don't want you to think that, you know, I've been this globetrotter, because I haven't. Now, from what I gather from others on their experiences traveling is some of the things that I have already mentioned. You know, the ability to have that quality time either alone or with family, and to bond with other people who are across the globe. So definitely this has been a part of something that, even though I was in the business, I wasn't able to actually get out the way that I wanted to. So from what others are telling me, places that opened up, which is now unfortunately about to close back down to the United States, but like Cuba, people that have gone over to Havana have had amazing things to say in terms of the culture, the cuisine, and different things like that. But that option for us will be closing down here soon, since the airlines are pulling out. And that really has a lot to do with gentrification over there, but that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, pretty much everyone says the same thing, that travel gives you culture. It gives you knowledge and understanding of different people from different areas. And like I said, that common thread is always there as well.
Now, the vision of building a business, you touched on that the need to have that will to do and that willingness to do. What became, you alluded to it, but what was the deciding factor? Like, okay, like enough is enough. We're going to make this happen. Was it a certain circumstance, or was it in a moment of reflection, or was it just a family decision? Say, hey, we're gonna pursue this. And also, could you speak about your other entrepreneurial ventures?
Sure. So as I mentioned, you know, as an entrepreneur, you really do have to have thick skin. And
right.
Some people can jump right in. Some people, it takes them some time. Well, we had other businesses in another state. And so we had been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug. We had them for a few years and moved to Florida, and we started working for other people. Now, going from being an entrepreneur to working from someone is a very, or working for someone rather, is a very difficult transition. Initially, what started it back when I first had a business, which was an in-home daycare, I had the desire to do it. You know, I love children, still love children. And I had the desire to do it, and I would talk about it often, but I never acted on it. So one night, I was doing some research, and I just decided to just go for it. And I did. So that was the first thing that I had. Then we moved into doing some other things, like T-shirts and different things like that. And really, we were finding that even though we had these businesses, financially, we still weren't where we needed to be. And
right.
I had a conversation with someone who made a comment that I will never forget, and it was that you have to have, the same as you have multiple responsibilities financially, you have to have multiple streams of income. You can't have just one or two or three and believe that you will have the kind of life that you want to provide for your family and yourself. So that stuck with me. You know, it did. It stuck with me. And, you know, life happens. Things have come our way and, you know, kind of interrupted our process. But the key is to never forget what your goals are and what your dreams are. So what we did, we, you know, as I mentioned, we were working for someone else. And the goal had always been to try and get back to having our own and having multiple ways of doing that, you know, multiple incomes. So the first thing that we started doing was we put our T-shirts back out there. Didn't quite like the way that was happening. It wasn't taking off the way we had hoped. So then, okay, what can we do? Well, we're really heavily into graphic designing. So what is it that we can do instead of doing it on the T-shirts? You know, let's try and go ahead and start doing logos. Logos, very successful. Facebook covers, very successful. So we decided to continue to sort of, you know, birth and nourish and grow that business. My husband is an airbrush artist, and so instead of just doing, you know, T-shirts and hats and things like that, he's doing, you know, car hoods and helmets and just pretty much, you know, you name it. And that's doing very well. So me being at home and me trying to figure out what I kind of wanted to do just solely, travel was, like I said, the natural transition for me. And so that gives us three streams, which, guess what? It's still not enough. It's still not enough. And so because I'm just starting this, I know that this I'll have to build up just like we did the other businesses. I understand this process. And I just began with this company in January. So I'm literally just getting going. So it'll be a while before I have it where I want it to be. And being a businesswoman, I understand that. So in the meantime, I'm also, you know, looking around to see what else I can do. And my motivation, honestly, for the whole thing really is my children. You know, I was not given the benefit from my parents of having to receive any sort of a legacy, you know, any sort of financial education, just to name a few things that, you know that I'm passing to my children. So my goal is to not only educate them about who they are and where they come from, but it's also to financially empower them so that they can do what I'm doing, and that is to empower others. So, you know, that is my initial motivation, is so that my children can say, you know, about me, that this is what I did for them during my time here. And then for others that I, you know, help along to take the journey with me, can say that I helped them as well, and they were able to pass the same thing on to their family. And so that's where we are. That's where we are now.
One.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, there you are.
Okay. In your video, you alluded to some industry-specific terminology. It was a travel number. Is that something that you know from, you know, like I know you said you have a background in travel as a travel agent. So with this business model that you're involved in, what would you say is the differentiator between your business model and the business models that the people may have been acquainted with over the years?
Well, there are a couple of things. And let's start with the marketing side, what we call the marketing side, with the company Planet Marketing. Planet Marketing is a multi-level marketing company. And, you know, there was a time when I was, that was like saying a cuss word, MLM. You know, let's face it, MLM does not have the best reputation. You know, it doesn't.
Right. Right.
And it has been shown to disappoint a lot of people. With this particular company, the founder, Mr. Donald Bradley, was involved in MLM for several years. He has this company set up to where, because to be a legitimate MLM, you have to have a product.
Right.
He has partnered with a company called IntelliTravel, and travel is his product. So Planet Marketing sells IntelliTravel. IntelliTravel sells travel. Now, Mr. Donald Bradley has been around, this company now has been around 16 months. So it is definitely in its incubator stages right now. However, I want to remind people that Planet Marketing would not have made it this far, not in 2017. He wouldn't have made it this far if it was not a legitimate company. So I encourage anyone, and I challenge you, to look into the company, look at what's been happening, look at the track record. You know, Google is everyone's best friend. Google it. Get on YouTube. Do whatever research it is in whatever way that you do it, and learn as much as you can. So when I initially was introduced to this and she said MLM, well, right away I told her, okay, well, I have no interest in that. You know, I'm a person who is, deals with hospitality, and I'm only interested in the travel side. And I was just, you know, flat out letting her know what I was interested in. Mm-hmm. And I'll come back to that in a minute, but I do want to say that just like a lot of people, when I heard MLM, right away I was just turned off. I didn't want anything to do with that. So IntelliTravel is our host company, our host agency rather, and IntelliTravel holds all of the licensing and things like that with all, really hundreds of providers. We're talking about airlines, hotels, resorts, car rental places, all of the cruise lines, ticketing for any ticket, you know, all of that, they hold that. So that's the reason why you're able to start in a turnkey business. You have access to all of those suppliers once you are what we call an ITA or an independent travel agent. So one option that I like is that I don't have to participate in the MLM if I choose not to. So anyone who wants to become a part of this by being just a travel agent, you're welcome to do that. Now, I decided that I would go ahead and try out the MLM side for two reasons. One was the cost, $19.95, and two was the 90-day money-back guarantee if I didn't like it. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with the MLM side of it after, of course, I looked into it first. You know, let's be clear that I did look into it. I decided to go ahead and do it, and the reason I wanted to do it is because I wanted to build a team of like-minded individuals who I can offer this opportunity to. So without the MLM, I wouldn't be able to do that. I would have to pass them on to someone else. Now, let me be clear that residual income is really a good thing as long as it works. And with this particular company, it does work. Another reason initially that I was not interested in doing the MLM is because every time I sign someone up, I get $50. Well, me being born and raised on commission, And, you know, being a person where my taxes is really whatever my hourly was, because my commission
right.
is where my focus is, I couldn't get motivated about $50.
Right.
So until I understood how that works, because if I'm walking down the street and I see a $50 bill laying there, I'm going to pick it up. I don't know about you, but I'm going to pick up that $50. So I started looking at it a little bit differently. Like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to do this all out, you know, barrage pressuring people to, you know, become a part. No, it's very simple. You either want to do it or you don't. And if you don't, and you only want to focus on IntelliTravel and being a travel agent and building that business, that's perfectly fine. They've been around for 25 years, so IntelliTravel is extremely well-established. They pay the highest commissions in the industry, so you get between 70 and 80% commission. The startup for travel only is $179.95, a one-time fee. But you are provided with your own customized website, and as I mentioned, you have access to hundreds of suppliers. You're paid on trips that you book for yourself as well as any clients or family members. And so the 70 to 80% commission was very attractive to me. And then we provide, or you're given, trainings that you take at your own, you know, leisure on your own time. There are no quotas that you have to meet. You just have to pay your $34.95 every month for access to the suppliers and also for the, you know, upkeep and everything of your website, the hosting and all of that from your site. So definitely a way, because, you know, there are tons of travel agents that make six figures, but they have spent time building their clientele to that point. So definitely an opportunity for those who are interested in traveling at wholesale prices. If you're traveling anyway, whether it's one time a year or two or three times a year, you're paying whatever that booking engine, whether it be Expedia or whoever you are accustomed to using, you're paying them and you're not getting even a nickel back. You're getting nothing. Whereas traveling as a travel agent, not only do you get all of the perks, special travel agent pricing, but you travel at wholesale prices, and you make commission off of your own travel. If you have a person in your family, there's usually one or two who will always be in charge of family reunions. If you have a sports team that your child is affiliated with or whatever the case is, and you're the person that is responsible for making accommodations, handling flights, handling any excursions, you're doing that, and you're using your time. You are researching, you're coming up with the best pricing, you're presenting this offer, you're taking deposits, you're making payments, and you're not getting paid anything. On top of that, you're actually taking the trip, and you're not getting anything from it. Whereas if you were a travel agent, you would benefit greatly from that financially. So the more you book, the more you earn. So combining the two, you're looking at about $59.95, or I just say, you know, $60 a month to have access to both areas of the business. But it is your choice how you want to do it.
Excellent. Yeah. I do a lot of traveling, so I mean, I saw an immediate benefit in just that alone, just, you know, in discounts, just because, you know, doing a lot of traveling and, you know, planning to do more traveling around, you know, just, you know, different events and things like that, you know, going and blah, 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 and it's almost like being in first class. After you go to first class, you can't go to the back of the plane anymore. You know, so if you're accustomed to a certain type of, you know, accommodation lifestyle, and then you have to downgrade, you're like, wait a minute, wait, I need to rethink this. You know,
It's the difference between a motel and a hotel and then a resort. You know, for a reason. It's like, okay, this is
right.
Why it costs so much, you know. So, and if you don't know, then, you know, you deal with what you're accustomed to, you know. But once
That's
you get
right.
that exposure, you know, I say growth through exposure. Once you get that exposure, you're like, okay, no, I can't do that. I have to be in a
it's
position
true.
Where I have leg room. You know what I mean? So it's like,
That's right. Exactly.
So, yeah, I understand that. And sitting in the middle seat and stuff like, if you go through that, you know, I was in the military for almost
okay.
17 years. So,
wow.
You know, a lot of travel with that in that regard and under some of them type of circumstances where which we were traveling and to some of those destinations, you know, we were
mm-hmm.
going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
And the buses and, you know, the military vehicles and all of that stuff that it gives you natural wear and tear on your body, period. So you,
yes.
know, you want to be able to go somewhere where you able to relax, where you're able to decompress, where you have, you know, to be at
mm-hmm.
peace. So I could see an immediate value just for that. And I have four children myself, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, you already understand that that dynamic personally, you know what I mean? So
right.
Making that mobilization move and how that works
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all of that. So definitely just, you know, it's a no-brainer for me, you know, to be affiliated with something that would just discounts, you know. And then you allude to the point that you get some of that back. You know what I mean? Like, that you get bonus miles and you have to fly like 80,000 billion times in order for you to get a free flight. You know, it's like you don't pay attention to it because you're ready to go. You see what I'm saying? But you're not putting it into perspective properly, you know. Like you go 100,000 miles or something, or 250,000 miles, and then they say, hey, you got a free flight one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You go,
right,
you
right.
paid all of this money, and you didn't see any of it back. You know, so I'm just
exactly.
thinking about it. You fly
exactly.
somewhere,
well,
hotel, you got to rent a car. You know, all of these things, you know, so, you know, if it's,
exactly.
it's things that you're going to
no,
do
that's...
anyway. So.
Exactly. That's exactly what my point is that you're going to go out and you're going to build those memories with those four children regardless. It's
right.
something that you already love and you are exposing them to that. So it's something that you're going to do. But let me just, you know, be clear that as a travel agent, when it comes to discounts on your airline tickets, we call them 87.5. What that is, and not all airlines, mind you, not all airlines give travel agent discounts, all right? It is very heavily restricted, but you do have the ability to take advantage of what is there, whereas before, you were just going to take your flight, and you weren't going to receive any sort of a discount or benefit. And like you said, you do have to work quite a while to, you know, accommodate those points. And then once you do, then great, you're good to go. But even that is limited. So whether you're going to theme parks, shows, you know, Blue Man Group or anything like that, just to, you know, give you an example, fights, professional heavyweight fights, the Super Bowl, whatever it is that you're interested in going to in terms of tickets. As a travel agent, not only will you be able to offer that to your clients, but you can take advantage of it yourself. So whether it's hotels, cruises, your car rentals, vacation tours, they have something that's specifically called, well, just for short, we call it fam trips, but it's a familiarization trip. And the fam trip is restricted to travel agents only most of the time. Now, sometimes the supplier will allow you to do a plus one, but the plus one still has to travel at whatever discount that the supplier offered. It won't be a full, you know, rack rate, but it will be at a discount, but it will not be anything close to what the travel agent rate is. So you'll find that a lot of couples, best friends, family members who travel together will also become travel agents together so that they can travel at that rate when they go. So benefits are really phenomenal when you take these fam trips. you have the opportunity. They usually want you to take either a 1 hour or a 2 hour class to familiarize you with their property or their cruise line or whatever trip you've decided to go on, because it's up to you, you know, what fam trip to take advantage of. And during that time, they will give you, for example, in November or December of last year, maybe December, a trip to Punta Cana was offered for travel agents only, and they paid $179 for 7 days. It was all-inclusive. It also included excursions. I think they had 3 or 4 different excursions that they went on, and different things like that. Now, at that rate, 7 days in Punta Cana, it's just not going to happen for anyone in the general public. They required a 2 hour class during those 7 days. The rest of the time was you enjoying Punta Cana. So it's things like that that the fam trips offer you. Even the ability to take free cruises. Once you complete your certification, which is a free certification, the only thing it's going to require is your time. And as far as how long that takes you, it could be 45 minutes, it could be a couple days. It just depends on what your schedule is. But at the end of that, you get a free 7-day cruise from Princess Cruise Line. So definitely loads of benefits for traveling as a travel agent versus just a regular merchant.
You said 7 days for $179, all inclusive.
All inclusive. Yep, that's what they did. That's one of the trips that they offered last year.
Wow. Yes, that's amazing right there. The thing that is, it's not really funny, but it kind of is. These things are happening, you know, all around us. You know, you see everybody in the airport or everybody in the hotel or whatever is not on the same level. You see what I'm saying? So it's
right.
Like you're sitting next to somebody, or you're rolling your bags next to somebody. You have no idea what kind of thing that they have going on. You might be going to the same destination, but you're not going in the same way. You know, so
right.
It's like you got no clue. It's like, okay, you know, you see these people in first class, you know, and all of this stuff that's going on. Nothing. You're heading to the back of the plane, you know, and you're hoping that there's a spot for your bag. You know, so it's like to know that this other things are going on, you know, within this travel industry, and we don't have the insight, or you know, we allow ourselves
right.
to be locked out of a system that we,
exactly.
you know, we have access to travel in a better state of mind. Like, you know, I didn't
yeah.
see any, no frowns on anyone's faces in first class.
Exactly.
Like, no, they're not frowning. You know, the further you go back, the more dreary it is. You see what I'm saying? So if you get an opportunity to have an edge or leverage, you know, I'm all for that, you know, just because of, you know, just even comfort and peace of mind, you know, so.
Well, yeah, it's important. It's important to have that financial savings on your travel to, you know, get the benefit, because even if you do book your trip at a discount, you're still going to earn commission on it. So it's good to have these benefits because, you know, the commissions, you know, I have some business partners who their commissions are strictly for their children's college. You know, I have other people who are using it strictly to pay for dance class or, you know, whatever it is that they have going on. So it gives you an edge. Anytime you can take advantage of special offers, such as being a travel agent, the benefit of that, everyone loves a good sale. You know, everyone loves to save money in something that they're interested in purchasing or doing, being a part of. So definitely traveling at wholesale versus what you've been able to do, you know, in the past, getting that check, you know, 30 to 60 days after you come back, definitely is something that you should take advantage of. If you're a person who travels a lot, it just makes sense. Now, I was going to say that if you start, or when you start in this, you want to jump on one of those familiarization trips within your first, 30 to 60 days. You really want to get a taste and a feel for what that is and what that means for you as a travel agent. I think it's very important for that, not only for the educational value, but just for you to experience the business that you have now chosen to be a part of. It is an $8 trillion industry, and in a few years, it's projected to go to $15 trillion. You have, rich people like Warren Buffett, who, everyone follows kind of his financial, beliefs and his practices. And he pulled out of the box store Walmart. He pulled his stock out and he put it into travel. Now, this is a person who is very successful in their investments. So just on that information, just knowing, if you know anything about this person, just knowing that he pulled out of the beast that is Walmart, and he went into travel with his investment, that right there says so much. So for you to be able to take part in something that is growing at the rate that it's growing, the way that it's growing, you definitely want to get in while you can. I can't say that it will always be $199 to get started with this business, because eventually, like everything else, the price point will be so much that it'll be very difficult to attain. So consider that. Consider your thoughts on knowing what you know about Microsoft. If you had the opportunity to be able to be a part of that when it was starting out and you didn't, think about things like that. The opportunity is presenting itself to you. Take advantage while you can.
Well, I'm on board. like yourself, I had some reservations about multi-level marketing, but the reservations
initially was just a lack of understanding.
Right.
the people, get involved in some of these business models and they think they have a lottery ticket. It's like an instant lottery ticket,
Mm-hmm.
And, you had negative talk or false assumption.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up on me again.
Then you talk to your friend.
You're breaking up on me again. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Let me try something else real quick.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, yes. Some technical difficulties along with this podcasting thing. And sometimes depending on what you start to speak about, it gets a little funnier.
Interesting.
Right. So what I was alluding to is, multi-level marketing. I have some experience in the field myself, with a couple of different business models. And,
mm-hmm.
Those reservations going in was just, a lack of understanding. A lot of people come in to these things and they didn't do any research. Your case is like extremely unique where you did research. You're just like, okay, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with that. Like, okay, I can't get motivated about this. So having that wherewithal, as an entrepreneur, truly, to see an opportunity, but at the same time not walk into a situation blindly,
correct.
When we transitioned from the military, there were some things that these business models provided that, gave me an opportunity to personally develop. That was a big thing, give
mm-hmm.
me the time, the space, the group support to you know, refocus my mind, because the military does a job on your mind.
Yeah.
You know, they create a military mind. So, and that military mind is created, you know, for servant leadership in, you know, America. So you become a very, very good employee. You know, so I was in the military for 17 years. I was a very good employee, you know, for 17 years. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, the loyalty, the dedication, even at the risk of my life, you know, and family and things like that.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? To, to be a very good employee. So making that 180-degree shift in thought, you know, was something that these business models afforded me the opportunity to see, to, you know, leverage my skills and talents, you know, and get out of that rat race of trading hours for dollars, you know, provided some mentorship, provided some leadership, and, you know, people seeing value in what you bring to the table. So you get an opportunity to see what you're made of in regards to what you offer and who you are. So you really get a chance to personally develop, you know, and you build up that, you know, that bulletproof, fearless type of attitude. You see what I'm saying? When you're out there and you're moving, but also you realize that there's a hunger that's necessary. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, okay, like, okay, I can't slack over here. Like, I'm responsible for what's going on. It's like, there's no security blanket. You know, you walk in the tightrope, there's no security net. You have to be able to do what you have to do. So in the same way, you would have to do it if you were a CEO of any other company. You know, this is yours, like your design. You know what I mean? So I understand all of these qualities, you know, and if I didn't have that opportunity to, you know, walk through these particular business models and, you know, get some of that training and do some of that travel and hear some of these stories, you know, facts tell, but stories sell. You see what I'm saying? And create that imaginative space in my mind, you know, by my design. You know, those are things
I love that.
I couldn't have calculated. You know what I mean? I couldn't have calculated.
Right.
And that initial investment and those thoughts and, you know, things like that, you know, when that opportunity presented itself to me, it was a no-brainer. You know, but I still didn't have the capital to invest. But someone saw enough in me at that particular time and said, you know what, you invested in me, so I'm going to invest in you. And that turned into like a 3-year experience, you know, because just like this situation now, you know, I have something to offer you, you know, to come on the platform, share your story, and hopefully someone hearing your story is like, okay, I was thinking about the same thing, boom. Now this opportunity presents itself. Now it's, you know, it's time to move. It's time to mobilize. It's time to, you know, make a decision that could change the course of, you know, my life. You know, leave a legacy for my children. You know, and put them in a position to leave a legacy for their children. You know, so now we're building generational wealth. You know, and that's not a conversation that we have. You know, we work, and we work until we transition, you know, and hopefully we get some Social Security in between. You see what I'm saying? So, and we leave our children bills, you know, at the funeral. We don't leave them, you know, inheritance.
That's right.
We leave them bills. So, you know, whatever it takes to make that shift in thought and that transition, you know, for the mind and the mindset, then, you know, these are opportunities to be able to do that and to be able to grow. And that growth is through exposures, you know, seeing the world changes you, you know, it transforms you, you know.
It does.
I have some, you know, experiences I wish I didn't have to have. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Seeing
with a military
the world
background,
changes
I can just
you,
imagine.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now I can go see some of these places under, you know, separate circumstances, you know, and that changes your view and changes your vision. In regards to, you know, who you are, you know, so you're not walking around.
It does.
Yeah, so.
And that,
yeah,
that opportunity to be able to download, as I call it, you know, which is really, you know, my way of just saying an adult timeout or you know, taking that very much needed time away from the regular, everyday routine that we have become accustomed to. I live in Florida, and I go to all different areas of Florida. I love the beaches. I use that time to just relax and, you know, just step away from everything and just enjoy being in the moment. You know, sometimes we get so busy we don't have time to be in the moment. And with this company, you'll find that we have people from literally all walks of life. One of the top income earners, we nickname him the General. He served in the military. He's retired military. We have a lot of his comrades are with him. They came in and they joined as well. We have school teachers, police officers, you know, single moms, stay-at-home moms. You name it, we have it. Everyone is joining. We've got over 17,000 members in Planet, and we've done something like, and don't quote me, but the last I heard, I believe it was $1.4 million in sales just in the short 16 months that we've been partnered with IntelliTravel. So it is definitely working. It is something that you have the opportunity to benefit from with a team. The leadership is phenomenal. It really is. I am not just saying that. Please understand. I am not just, I have four children. I am an adult. I do not have time for any sort of games or to mislead people. That is not why I am here. I am here because it is a legitimate, functioning business that you have the opportunity to own and do very well with. So the people that I have come in contact with in the leadership have been amazing. Of course, we have Facebook groups for your questions, for your victories, you know, for whatever it is that you want to post. We also have a messenger group that is a little, you know, readily available in terms of maybe you want a quick question. But we also have customer service available to us for IntelliTravel and also Planet. We've got, you know, live chat. There's a number you can call, you can email. So the support is there. So whether you're a first-time entrepreneur and you're still, you know, nervous, you're excited, you're ready to go, and you just need that support to be there for you, you'll have it. You'll have it. My experience has been that even if it's kind of wee hours, because as entrepreneurs, we tend to, time really doesn't play that big of a role when you're working. When you're in it, you're in it. So you've got late nights, you've got early mornings because you're just grinding. And I'm finding that no matter what time it is that I am involved, I can reach out and someone is there to answer or to lead me in the direction that I need to go to get the answer myself. The resources are phenomenal, and the leadership is as well. So I want that to be clear that should you say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to go for this. I've got a 90-day money-back guarantee with Planet. I've got a 30-day money-back guarantee with IntelliTravel. I really have nothing to lose. They're not going to ask any questions if I want my money back. If you don't want to be here, we don't want you to be here. So they don't ask any questions. They'll give you back your money and try it. See how it works. See how the leadership is there to assist you. Look at the certifications and trainings that are available. See how it would benefit you being able to operate it full-time, part-time, or anytime. There are no quotas, and that, and I think I mentioned that. No one's breathing down your neck, standing over you. If you only want to book travel for you and your family, you have that option. If you want to run a public, you know, full-fledged booking for clients, travel agency, as well as yourself, you have that option as well.
Well, this definitely has been a phenomenal experience. I really thank you for your time, and I definitely want to welcome you back on.
Absolutely.
If you have any final thoughts, you have any acknowledgments, you have anything you want to, you know, shout out to the family, anything you want to plug, anything you have coming up, and also how people can reach you, your website, you know, everything. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say that this has been a very unique experience for me. So thank you very much for having me on, for even considering me to come onto your platform and discuss part of my life. So for contact information, I want to go ahead and get that out of the way first. My Planet Marketing website is Planet Marketing, and that's two N's there, PLANNET, marketing.com/goddesstravel.llc. So if you want to enroll with the 1995, that is where you can go. The 1995 is attractive to people to start out because it gets their foot in the door. And you are more than welcome to join my team by enrolling that way. So you can go to my website of theplanetmarketing.com/goddesstravel.llc, and you can enroll with the 1995 to get your foot in the door. If you would like to do just the travel agent side only, that is fine. You will need to contact me direct, and I will give you my number. I can be reached at 407-409-9372. And again, it's 407-409-9372. Or feel free to email me. You can shoot me a text there, but you can email me at info@thegoddess.com. It's info@thegoddess.com, and it's THA. And I will walk you through enrolling in the travel agent side, which is $179.95. There is a place on the Planet Marketing side for you to go ahead and enroll as an agent. And if you need assistance with that, you can let me know. And I would like to say hello to my daughters who are listening. And also, I think the boys are listening too, but they may have gone outside. But, you know, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate being here, and I look forward to the chance to come back.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for your time, and salute to you and your king, and to your dynasty, that legacy that is creating great opportunities for people all over the planet. Wish you all of the success in the world, and happy Mother's Day to you and to all of the mothers that are out there. You know, our mothers, not our mothers every day. So happy Mother's Day to you, and thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, family, we are going to wrap it up now. So we thank everybody for their time and their attention, and everybody listening to this broadcast. This is Knowledge Born Alive. You're listening to Doom Knowledge Radio. If you like what you heard, subscribe to the show here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Doom Knowledge Radio. That's DOTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. Check us out at www.doomknowledgeuniversity.com. You can follow the show on Twitter, @KnowledgeBorn15. Again, that's @KnowledgeBorn15. So with that, say peace, love, and black power, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need, and I ain't trying to get
cash up, I just roll them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that make the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Thank you. Out. Pray that you always feel this way, and pray that all and the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you, sir.
Baby, don't you know you're so beautiful? Oh.